Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. Do I just stare into the camera like this or how do I do it? Hi.
Did they give us any kind of stage direction?
I don't know.
I think you're both TV professionals, right?
Oh, wait, they told me not to look over to your side, Owen, so we will no longer
do not
be
look at me.
No, you got to look
in
at
conversation.
Because you guys got some unspoken language you have there.
I can't. I got to look either at the camera or you.
I can barely see Owen because of the light behind him or in front of him. My God.
Well, the lights.
You didn't see that signal.
The lights got ratcheted up over the last 24 hours.
Well, that's what you wanted, and that's what you got.
So they're a little bright, not going to lie.
Pretty soon,
I'm
going to
be wearing sunglasses in the studio.
We can wear sunglasses in studio here. There was a very, very, very well-known radio guy who did that for a long time. He was very successful. So maybe you need to start wearing sunglasses in studio. Maybe that will work. Just throwing it out there. What's the bigger story, us on YouTube or Kenny Pickett being traded?
Oh, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because Owen played the open, and it was just our announcement that we're on YouTube at 92.3 The Fan, and I realized, like, we don't have any highlights of Kenny Pickett.
Well, the story is not Kenny Pickett being gone. It is a man by the name of Shador Sanders.
Lima said his name first today.
Going
604, 38 seconds.
Climbing up the depth chart just like that. I'm now doing act
the
outs.
The yodeler? Is
I'm
it the
doing
yodeler?
Act outs with my hands. I wouldn't have normally done that.
No,
in
you
the
wouldn't
past.
Have done that. No.
Yes, he's gone from fourth string to third string.
There's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shador Sanders.
Hold on. No, hold on. Don't fire the music. No, I'm telling you. No.
What?
There's good and not so good with this. You're going to make me be the bad guy? I'll be the bad guy. Yes.
Kenny is the bad guy.
We are. I am not the bad guy. We are closer, one QB closer to Shador Sanders. That's nice. But we are also one QB closer to Deshaun Watson. You got to take that into account.
Is this today's version of Yay Boo?
I'm not trying to do a heel turn. It's like, all right, Dillon Gabriel, then Shador, then all the other things. And then I'm like, well, you know, the videos are out there. He's out there practicing. He's throwing footballs. He's doing jogging drills, which Lima thought, I don't think you'd ever thought he was going to ever walk again for whatever reason. And I'm like, guys, it's been 8 months since the second Achilles injury. Like, he's an athlete. He's probably going to be able to move and be okay. You, on the other hand, thought like he was never, ever going to be able to move again. And so I was like, well,
incapacitated, I think,
yes,
is the term
you
I
thought
used.
Incapacitated was going to be it. And now he's working out in the facility. And I go, hell, you are one QB closer to Shador. And that's fun, but you're also one QB closer to Deshaun. So
I think people take it.
Those who are really, really excited that we're closer, and you're like, you got to hope Joe goes a little bit. because you don't want to go too soon.
Although I guess there are people that hate both of them. I guess there are people that hate Deshaun Watson.
I don't hate either of them.
And also hate Shedeur Sanders.
I can't help those people. I don't hate either of them. I want to see Shedeur Sanders. I do not want to see Deshaun Watson. I'm fine with seeing Dylan Gabriel, and certainly I'm fine with seeing Joe Flacco. So we'll see how that goes. But I just think that if you get to that fourth quarterback, it's just a whole lot of the last 3 years. And then it maybe muddies up your situation. Because I told you, I mean, if he plays, you watch. He'll play really well. And then all of a sudden it gums up the works for getting that high draft pick in the future. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Were you surprised by the trade yesterday?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit because I do think there are people in that building that think Kenny Pickett was the best option, was the best quarterback. There are people that had a higher favorability on him. Maybe not in the future, but like right now, I think there are people in that building that thought he might have given them the best chance to win.
Out of 150 people, you're going to find some people.
No, I think it might have been the GM. It might have been Andrew Berry. I mean, remember, he was the first guy they went out and got. They traded, DTR and a fifth-round pick for him. He was here a month before Joe Flacco. They could have gotten Joe Flacco first. They didn't. They went and got Kenny Pickett first. He's the younger guy.
So what changed the GM's mind?
I think the injury. I think they realized, first of all, it was silly always having four of the guys, two rookies and two veterans, one in his 40s. I mean, that never made sense. And I think most people would be honest now and say, yeah, that probably wasn't the best system to get the most out of any of these quarterbacks. Okay. Probably got the least out of the most. But in addition to that, on the fourth day when Kenny Pickett injures the hammy and we came on the very next day and said, well, the quarterback competition's over. Like, Joe Flacco's the starter. Ended up being right.
Yeah.
I mean, not because we're soothsayers.
Wasn't that hard to be true, be right on that.
Because that was the competition. They kept saying quarterback competition. The only competition was, two of them, was the rookies battling it out for the depth chart. And then, your two veterans battling out to be a starter. And unfortunately, there wasn't a competition for the starter. Or maybe fortunately, depending on whether you think Joe Flacco needed to be pushed or whatever. I don't think anybody was really rooting for Kenny
Pickett. Father Time was pushing Joe Flacco, anything. Yeah. Of the four quarterbacks, probably Kenny Pickett was the least cheered for by the fan base. I mean, I know he had his own fans and family that were kind of getting all worked up. Like, hey, I guess good luck to him and his future endeavors with the Las Vegas Raiders. We got a fifth-round pick back, so we got the fifth-round pick that you invested. So no harm, no foul. Technically, you got it back for DTR. Who's now, a free agent, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if he's going to pass through waivers or anything. Today's the day, 4 o'clock, but they got to get down to 53. And then you start to look at other guys. So with Kenny gone, it does speed up the clock on everybody else. So it's like, how long is the leash on Joe? Because that first game, man, there's going to be a lot to deal with. A lot of emotions. Because we've gone out there in game one, and we've had a couple of wins under Stefanski, if I'm not mistaken, in game one. And then you remember his first ever game. We got boat raced by Baltimore.
The Ravens, yeah.
Awful game. And then there was last year when Dallas beat you up. The year before in 2019, Freddie Kitchens got beat down by Tennessee, which, boy, I was wrong about that one. Oh, boy. You've had some bad ones, and I think that really sets the tone. Because it's like, hey, if you win that game, great. If you lose that game and you lose by like three, and it's like, hey, Joe Flacco played all right. It's like, all right, Joe Flacco continues to play. We're still kind of feeling it around here. If you go out there and you get hammered like you did last year, I think it's all opinions are out there and open for examination. Whether or not Joe stays at the, like, to the Browns, Joe would just play week two more than likely. But to the fans don't want their time wasted. So it's either you're trying to win or you're trying to lose. One of the two things, for a fan. You're either trying to win or you're not. Trying to lose is a strong thing, but I think that's in the back of a lot of fans' heads because of the draft class that's coming up. Because I don't want to. I thought about this on the ride home with you yesterday when I was talking to you on the phone. Carson Schwessinger looks good. Mason Graham looks good. This Aiden Hutchinson kid, I don't know. Did you see the Baldy breakdown?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was Aiden Huntington, I should say. Not Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson plays for the Detroit Lions, and now that's something I'm going to mess up for the rest of my life. Aiden Huntington is fantastic. Aiden Hutchinson's fantastic, too. But Aiden Huntington looks great. And so where's he going to be? Now, I know he might be buried a little bit, but you have good young players you think are going to be there. I don't want to waste any time of theirs. So it's like immediately, hey, if we find the quarterback, then Schlesinger, Graham, maybe Huntington, but that's probably putting carts before horses here. It's only training camp. You don't want to waste your time with those guys the way we've done it. Because now I'm starting to think with Miles, every year you don't have a quarterback, you're in trouble. Because now I've just wasted another great year. It becomes Joe Thomas 2.0. So now you want to get the quarterback. So it has to be about something. The season has to stand for something. And in 7 wins ain't going to cut it for a lot of Browns fans. It's either 10, 11, 12 postseason, which seems to be unrealistic, or 4-3 somewhere in there, and now you have a chance to really do something and go and get your quarterback and finally get this thing righted. Now, you have the chance to get it righted. We're going to have to be patient with the guy because we have to learn from our recent history here over the last 4 or 5 years, but there's going to be some more to that because if these rookies are good and it becomes a good rookie class for Andrew Barry, I don't want to waste any of their time or our time with those players.
Yeah, you ask about the leash, and I keep coming back to like 3 or 4 games. The problem is the fourth game is Detroit, so probably not an ideal time to throw in a rookie, right? But, you know, it's not going to be perfect no matter what you do. That's why you mentioned the Bengals game. Most of my friends, they think this is going to be a disastrous year. So when I say things like, oh, man, the game one is going to be huge, or like huge, they're going to win like 3 or 4 games this year. But that's how the formula to winning 3 or 4 games this year is losing to the Bengals and looking bad against the Bengals. If you lose to the Bengals in game one, then you are on your way. You are on your way to number one pick in the draft, right?
Yeah.
If they win game one and they do to Joe Burrow what they seem to have the ability to do, I think he's 3-5 against the Browns. We're talking about Joe Burrow, who by most accounts is either the second or third or fourth best quarterback in the NFL, and he's 3-5 against the Browns. They've had his number in a lot of ways. They have all the pressure on the world. My God, their entire offseason and preseason was about not starting out 0-2. So for the fourth straight year. So it is a big matchup. It's like the loser of that game, it can change the trajectory of the entire season.
So I'll tell you this. As if they go and they beat the Bengals on next Sunday, if they go and beat them on that Sunday afternoon, I will come in and I will do Super Bowl Super Rounds and I will whoop it up on Monday. However, as the week goes on, I will have to warn you that week ones can be deceiving. There's a lot of teams that have gone out and won week one and then still look like garbage for the rest of the season. Yeah, so you can go out and you can win week one. And the Browns, they've looked like crap in week one before and still made the playoffs. So there is a yin to a yang there where we don't know. But you want to get off on a good start, and you want to get off on a good start because I am in time-saving mode here with I do want to get Joe through a reasonable amount of the schedule before I do dive into Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. I do want to wait a reasonable amount of time because I want them to see. And Joe doesn't have to mentor him. He doesn't have to hold their hand. It's up to them to be grown adults and to observe and to watch and to take in what a guy's supposed to take in. But it's up to them to go forward and see what they can do and then be ready to start. So you have to watch Joe, watch what the game plans are, understand those as best you can. Run scout, run second team. So you'll look at Joe running first team, Dylan taking a few second team snaps, and then you'll watch scout team with Shedeur. And as they go up the chart, then you're going to have to watch that a little bit closer.
Kenny, you just gave the Browns a marketing idea. Are you kidding me? Scout team with Shedeur. They make that their own. Hey, we're doing a live stream. You imagine if they live streamed his scout team reps, the conversation that would come with it?
Absolutely. Anything's possible.
Isn't that crazy? We talked about Shedeur being the number 2 overall pick like a month before the combine, and now he's scout team with the Cleveland Browns, one of the worst teams in the NFL.
What are you trying to say?
That is a fall from grace. And I do wonder how he mentally, if we're still allowed to talk about Shedeur, I know there have been people saying, finally, you're done with Shedeur talk.
We will be.
I think a lot of it will go away.
To some degree, yeah.
But, you know, we still got to...
They just traded Kenny Pickett, guys. Yeah. We got to talk a little bit about what that implies for everybody else in the quarterback room, yes.
But the way they do quarterbacks now, especially, he will be in uniform. He won't be active, but you can put that third quarterback as your emergency guy.
Oh, yeah, that's
He'll
right.
be in uniform on every sideline.
Unless.
Yeah.
And then if things happen...
Unless.
Oh.
They're not bringing back the Pro Bowler, are they?
I mean, they Tyler just Huntley? Cut him out, mm-hmm. right?
No, they're not. Why would they bring back Tyler Huntley?
Because now they're down a quarterback. they had four.
Well,
they
you
said,
could have
remember,
three.
They said,
all the big guys said they would said, have four quarterbacks.
See, by the way, this is another lesson, and people will forget this. It'll come out of my mouth. They'll nod, and then they'll forget about it the next time Andrew Berry says something. NFL teams are under no obligation to tell you the truth, ever. And I heard a lot of people say they're going to camp with four. They're going to camp with four. They're going to camp with four. Andrew Berry said they're going to camp with four. Write your articles. You know, do the radio interviews.
Okay.
The hosts go on the shows and say they're doing four. I don't understand why people still believe talking heads or people in organizations or coaches. Why does anybody believe anybody these days? They're under no obligation to tell you the truth. They're under none.
They think
it's all a strategic advantage to lie somehow, some way. They think other teams, you know, are operating in a way that if they give any information out whatsoever, they lose the advantage.
To some level, yes. But I also think, like, hey, it's like, hey, we don't need to bring back Tyler Huntley immediately. Like, if there's an injury, it's like, hey, Ben DiNucci's out there.
No, I know, but obviously, what if they think like Tyler Huntley is more prepared to go in for Joe Flacco if he gets injured in game one than Dylan Gabriel? Is that an impossibility? That I bet you more people would think they'd be in better hands with Tyler Huntley, who's played in how many NFL games, than Dylan Gabriel. But I don't know if that's their goal. I don't know what their goal is anymore. From the minute they assembled the four-person quarterback room, their goals became a little foggy.
My goal as a Browns fan is to not have my time wasted in 2025.
Did you have your time wasted in that two-minute drill when he went in there?
Yes, in the last
preseason game?
No offense to Tyler Huntley. He's a nice guy.
So who knows what the Browns are thinking?
He is a waste of all of our time.
They thought that was a good idea.
Do not waste my time in 2025. That's the Edge NFL Films Edge Shave Gel Year in Review. Don't waste our time. That's the name of the clips. We're live on YouTube. Subscribe for free. It's absolutely free. You pay no money. $0. 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. About last night, coming up at 7:45, also a argument in the dugout that should have probably happened in the clubhouse last night as the Guardians were shut out for the third straight game. They've lost six in a row.
They're getting pummeled. They are getting, like, destroyed.
Which,
this is the last three games. Was this worse than a 10-game losing streak?
I'm sitting on something right now, and I'm waiting to post it here. Well, not post it, but to bring it up, because I think somebody wants to deflect to you about a certain subject, Owen.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
I don't think it's your fault, though.
I'm disheartened.
I'm going, even though you have a microphone, I'm going to defend you on a certain point that somebody else brought up, but that's coming up a little bit later.
24-0? That's the last three games?
It's a Browns game.
Holy cow.
And that's a Browns game.
That's hard to do in baseball.
You read an article, have we just been embarrassing ourselves the last month?
Yeah, I saw this awful announcing, and somebody that lives like three streets over from me was the author.
Really?
Ben Axelrod.
Can you leave dog you-know-what on his porch if you have a problem with it?
I tweeted at him. I said, you know, Ben, you could have just texted us if you thought this was the case. But
I read the article. He didn't mention us.
No, I know. It's more about, I think, the national voices. But, you know, people have lumped us in there for sure. I mean, we've had people locally go, you guys are really debating a four-string quarterback again?
Yeah.
That's your topic today?
Yes.
And, I mean,
I
could show you the interest levels. They're there.
If we didn't have two first-round picks, if we did not have a 40-year-old quarterback, you would be valid in that. But we don't. Or we have all those things. So, yeah, we're gonna argue about that. Again, the whole... For a fan, the entire goal of the season is to not have your time wasted. Go right on ahead, Tone.
Well, I guess the bigger question is, like, the Shador stuff. You knew he was going to be a lightning rod. I don't think I thought it would be what it ended up being, which was every national voice had multiple segments. Some of them had, like, 5 to 10 segments about a four-string quarterback. I don't think I've ever seen that. I know there have been popular guys. Like, I compared very early on to Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow was a first-round pick and was a national champion, was a Heisman winner.
Okay.
Shador had the name and the great story we talked about.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
About Shador a ton the previous 2 years. We talked about him and Dion and Colorado and obviously Travis Hunter. There was a lot there to talk about. So that was obviously inbounds. People understood why you'd be talking about that. And a month before the combine, really the leading up till the combine, I think we all thought he was going to be a first-round pick.
Yes.
Most thought he was a first-round pick. Mel Kiper thought he would be number two. And so we wondered when he dropped to the fifth round, I told Ken, I'm like, well, there goes a lot of the Shador stuff. I mean, how much are people really going to be talking about one of the worst teams in football having a quarterback room with four? Like, how much is it really going to be talked about? I was totally wrong.
Yeah.
I was totally wrong. It was a national topic every single day with people tracking the stats. You know, that was probably a little too far, right? I mean, people are interested in it, so you're going to give people what they're interested in. But in terms of like people that know the league, I mean, that's pretty crazy. You wouldn't normally do that for any fifth round pick or four string quarterback. But then, you know, we had on yesterday Emory Hunt, and he said he's not a fifth round pick. I mean, he fought back with us. He's like, he's a first round pick.
I love the interview. 92.3thefan.com.
Like, well, no, he slipped to the fifth. He probably is not a fifth round profile, but you know, he was taken in the fifth and he would not acknowledge it. He's like, no, he's a first round pick. You treat him like a first round pick. Well, the Browns clearly were not doing that.
Well, I always said, I go, you can't treat him like a normal fifth round pick because he's just not a normal fifth round pick. I mean, we've seen this entire thing. And I think that when you do this, like it, what Shador has done, he intersects sports and culture. Mm-hmm. And when you intersect sports and culture, there's a lot of people who do have the best of intentions, but there's also people who are going to do their very best to turn things into a circus. And if I'm one of the chief clowns, fine, go right on ahead. Because I want to see a chance to have a guy like, this is an HBO. I'm not on Infinity Sports Network right now. I'm being very dead honest with everybody. I want to see what's best for the football team for the future. And there is a hope that I'm clinging to. And it might not be very realistic. It's probably not realistic that maybe there's some gold. I want that story that there's gold in them, their hills, where you could find a guy and then maybe use the two first round picks for something else next year. More than likely, 90% sure that's not going to happen. And the more games that Joe Flacco plays for the Cleveland Browns, and then the more games that Dillon Gabriel plays for the Cleveland Browns, it's highly unlikely that happens. It goes up even further, and it's already 90%. But there's still a hope that you cling to. The other conversations, though, you know, the word disingenuous has been thrown around on both sides. And I think it's been something to examine. Like, I think some people may have embarrassed themselves with some of the things that they've thrown around, because you and I, we know the Browns. Okay, we've been in the building. We've been to the gala, as Nick likes to say. I can tell you unequivocally, like, they wouldn't go out of their way to sabotage. Now, they might do it by accident, sabotaging them, because they've had the best of intentions for a long time and have messed those up. But they didn't go out of their way to sabotage them. And some of the things that were thrown around about the Browns were just outrageously untrue over the last month. And so when you come out and you say that, like, this is untrue about the Browns. Listen, I know these guys, they're desperate for any quarterback. Like, we've been down that road a million times. You guys are the home of the Browns. All you guys do is cover for the Browns. Like, you can't win. And I'm going, man, guys, I've said meaner things about the Browns over the last 14 years than I have about the other two teams in town combined. And still, I don't think that they would do that. I mean, that is sinister. They wouldn't do that to Shedeur Sanders, and they wouldn't do that to, I think, any quarterback that they've ever had.
Well, people did say...
Certainly not a rookie.
Did this, in the end, did it validate the people that thought taking him in the fifth round would be a circus? Because I don't think the circus was in town, but I think the circus revolving around all the Browns conversation, that is something that did transpire.
It's weird. There was a circus, but the tent was never up in Berea.
Yeah, was not
there. And the tent's usually up in Berea.
Really, gotta be honest. Like, yeah, the national media check out every camp. It wasn't like when Manziel was here, ESPN immediately had, I think it was Jeremy Fowler or whatever, like, hey, you're covering the Browns now. Like, get over there. Like, we had networks stationed with their coverage daily of Johnny Manziel here. That wasn't happening with Shedeur. Part of it was he was way down on the depth chart. Like,
but when he was starting that game against Carolina, I mean, you still had, what, 2.5 million viewers?
Yeah.
A lot of people checking in on that game, seeing what he did, and was only better as he played better in that game against Carolina. It's just this weird time where you don't know really what category to put him in. Because, again, fifth-round pick, I still think he's going to start a game for the Browns this year. I'm even more confident, obviously, than I was yesterday morning that he's going to start a game for the Browns this year now that Kenny Pickett has been sent to the Las Vegas Raiders for a fifth-round pick. So I feel even more confident about it. Now, what do we do? Because today we talk about it because Kenny Pickett's been traded. Eventually, it goes away, and we got to talk about Joe, and then we'll see what happens after every Joe start. And then we'll see what happens after every Dillon Gabriel start, and so on and so forth. Like, it goes away. But this last month, it's been different, but I can't say I'm not used to the arguments. I can't say I'm not used to the circus. We've had Johnny, Baker, Odell, Shedeur. Now with four different guys that have come with their own set of conversations and circumstances here, it's just a new way to have an old argument about, are the Browns doing what they need to be doing to get the very best out of this player? Is the player worth it in the long run? Johnny was not worth it. Baker turned out to be worth it. Odell really turned out to not be worth it. I loved Odell, not worth it. We'll find out about Shedeur. So right now, you're 2 for 3 on guys that aren't worth it. And the one... Now, that's going to stick with you for a long time, it seems.
Do you think, like, once the games start, like, week one, there will be a shot of Shedeur and there will be some comments. Week number two might be a shot of Shedeur and a little bit more, you know, muted comments.
It just
by
depends.
Week three, are they still going to be showing Shedeur Sanders on the sidelines?
It just depends on how the games go. Because if they win some games, if they start off 1-2 or something like that, then, yeah, he goes away. The conversations go away.
The funny thing is,
the
funny thing is, when they took him, like, we're like, people are like, oh my God, Shedeur, his dad is going to be talking about the Browns in every press conference. Hasn't happened. Literally has not been any of that. There has been no issue with Deion Sanders. There's been no issue, really, from anybody in the Sanders camp, other than, if you want to say, his brother shooting video when, you know, he was talking to Tony that was it.
But
that's the only time you've had anything.
It's week three and it's 27-3 against Green Bay and we're losing. They got to find someone to talk about in the fourth quarter. And they ain't going to talk about any backups with Green Bay.
So Joe playing well is the way to truly silence any of that talk.
Yes. If you guys are sick and tired of hearing about it, and sometimes we get sick and tired of talking about him, you better hope Joe Flacco balls out this year. The longer he balls out, the quieter that conversation is. And then you get the best of both worlds, because then you get some competitive play. You get a 40-year-old that everybody likes, a veteran, a guy that took you to the playoffs at one point, and there's no doubt you would just use those picks to go after a quarterback next year because you're in that spot and he's 40 years old, for crying out loud. So that's the thing you have to hope for. Then if the wheels come off with him, then you got to hope the same thing for Dylan Gabriel. So there are definitely people who are out there that are sick and tired of the conversation, but it's the brightest spot for the future I think I have right now until we really start in earnest. All right, Cade Klubnik. Okay, Garrett Nussmeier. Okay, Lenoris Sellers. Like, that conversation started. Things are starting to come unraveled. Well, they've lost six in a row, so they may have well come unraveled, but it started to unravel publicly yesterday as Tanner Bibee and Stephen Vogt had an exchange in the dugout in the fourth inning.
In between innings, Tanner Bibee visibly upset, frustrated.
Stephen Vogt?
Yeah, well, he was right behind him all the way.
That was not a pleasant conversation.
No, but you know what? That's what's been going on with Tanner Bibee. He came in and then said that, and the manager says, no. He put that to an end quickly.
Arch, thank you. I'm glad we showed it, but I'm glad you said that's normal. That happens in baseball at times.
Yeah, it sure does.
And to me, that's okay.
Right. You see, he came in, he was upset because of the things that happened, but you know what? That's been going on for too long, and his manager said, hey, you just deal with it. Move on. You're trying to win a ball game, man. You need to be all pulling the same rope. Let's go.
So that's Guardians TV. They're talking about Stephen Vogt. Stephen Vogt had his say-so in the post game yesterday. Here's what Stephen had to say about Bibee's blow-up.
I mean, emotions are high right now. Emotions are high with everybody. Tanner's one of the most competitive, fiery people I've ever been around. And he came in trying to pump the boys up, and I told him, not now. Take it downstairs. And so we've already talked. We're good. It's one of those fiery moments that happens in competition in a long season, and Tanner's has been and will.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Continue to be one of our best, and we know the competitive fire is what drives him. And like I said, emotions are high right now.
Was he trying to fire the boys up, or was he coming in bitching?
No, he was coming in bitching. Yeah, I mean, he was coming in bitching. I was surprised at the verbiage that was used.
If a guy walks into a dugout, let's go, boys! Let's go! You're not going to shut him up. Yeah. You're gonna let him do it. If he comes in bitching, you're gonna go, no, you take that down to the clubhouse.
Score a bleeping run.
Yeah, Ken's been doing a ton to fire up the 30 producers that's worked for him. Or he was just screaming, throwing
like
staplers.
He was firing staplers, you know,
there's,
at him.
There's a difference there.
Wait, that was me.
I know what you're trying to do, and I don't like.
So, in this case, you know, I heard Dre say, "Well, it's normal." Yeah, there is emotion in 162, whatever. But this, you used the term. You were about to use the term unraveling. This is unraveling, and we have not really seen that kind of emotion from anybody. And then the manager to come out right after him. I don't care what he said afterwards. Like, Vogt was clearly ticked. It was clearly ticked.
Well,
so we haven't seen a lot of that. In fact, during the 10-game losing streak, we wanted to see it. You know, we wanted to see it when Jose Ramirez, which might have been the first big strike against the team this year, was when it looked like they weren't really standing up for Jose Ramirez at one point. And that launched the 10-game losing streak.
And he was guilty of that, and I stand by him being guilty of that. He should have came out and got himself thrown out before Jose Ramirez's benefit because of what had happened. And then Jose, remember, was out the next day after he got hit by that pitch. So that was ridiculous. But let me tell you this. I'm on Stephen Vogt's side on this. I mean, you have almost 70 ERA since the beginning of July. Tanner Bibee's been one of the guys that have been signed.
The guys
at the plate know they're struggling. There is no doubt you've gone 27 or 28 innings now without scoring a run, which is unbelievable. The guys at the plate know they're clearly pressing. You have Junior Caminero hitting another home run last night, who used to be your draft pick, so everybody's going to be upset about that. Not that the players pay attention about that, but that's the fans. And I don't need some guy with a 7 ERA since the beginning of July walking into the dugout, bitching in front of television where all the fans can hear him above the dugout. I don't need that. And Stephen Vogt wouldn't need that, and I'm glad Stephen Vogt did what he did. Stephen Vogt should have grabbed him and taken him down to the dugout, and they could have had it out there in the hallway.
Oh, you wanted him to get physical.
I didn't want him to get physical, but damn it, they should have had the conversation down there. Stephen Vogt's right about that. You ain't making the situation any better by coming in here and being immature and starting to bitch out everybody for something that they know, because that's what it was. He gave up two runs, got upset because he gave up two runs because the game's starting to get away from him, and now he's upset with the guys on offense. Yeah, it's frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. They know it's frustrating. They're all grown men. They get it.
Yeah, you said they're pressing. I mean, knowing that the pitchers at this stage, like, they're pressing. Every pitch has to be perfect, they probably feel like, because if they give up any runs whatsoever, that's the game, because they don't have an offense that can sustain anything. So this has been a disastrous moment. When we were riding high, I think, what were they? They like 16-8 at one point, or whatever their record was. We're like, well, they've got the best record in baseball in the second half of the year after the All-Star break, or in the American League, they had the best record. And the schedule looks so inviting for them to make a run, and they were feeling good about themselves. And we're like, all right, you know, they hadn't played their best baseball yet, so maybe they were finally playing their best baseball. But the margin for error, we always knew with this team. Mm-hmm. And every year, the margin for error with the Guardians is just going to be so small where they can't afford to have any lapses. They just can't afford to have it. I mean, that's the end of a season. You know, you may be allowed one bad stretch. This team can't have two bad stretches, and they're having their second bad stretch.
You have a season that's off the rail, is what you're starting to have here, when you have that type of immaturity. So the whole thought about making the postseason, to me, is done. The whole thought about winning the wild card, getting into the postseason, that's over. Now it's time to figure out what you're going to do here for the rest of this season. Now, we're talking about bringing up young guys. I mean, that's where it is. Now, I want them to finish off strong. They're only two games under 500. I like them to try to approach 500 and finish out the year. But it's been a rough year. You had a look at it for a moment. You don't have a look at it anymore. You're losing to not good baseball teams. Which, by the way, Tampa Bay just is the same record as you, 64-67. I know. So I don't know why we have this standard that we're so much better. I think maybe because we don't pay attention to other teams as much as we do pay attention to the Guardians. But paying attention to the Guardians, if I saw guys going up there and just not giving a bleep, maybe I would stand with Tanner Bibee a little bit on this. But I do. I think that they're pressing. I think that they understand how disappointing of a season this is, coming off an ALCS run. I don't know if we know the future of Stephen Kwan. I think that that's very much up in the air. I think that Stephen Kwan thinks about that. And again, you have
and
a
his
guy,
game. His game's fallen apart. Yes. His approach to the plate is totally
and that's
fallen apart.
Three straight years in a row, where to the point where I have to write it on the sheets, going, "Hey, like, do we need to reexamine this?" Because I was pounding drums for signing him to a long term deal. And I want, and we're in the heat of things right now, and things ain't good. I wonder how many people would disagree with that now, as of today, where it's like, you don't want to give him money, Ken.
Even though
you don't want to give him money.
It's always the case with every baseball player in this town going forward until we see a dramatic increase in payroll. You always want your guys to be really good, but not so good that you can't sign them. Now is he back into that area of, hey, he's affordable. Maybe Kwan is affordable.
Well, I'll fight folks on it where I'm thinking, because my whole thing is Jose. Jose's approaching 33 years old, so my whole thing is how much time do I still have with Jose where I can keep this window open? Because he's my only guaranteed Hall of Famer. He's the only Hall of Famer I have. Kyle Manzardo looks promising. George Valera, some of the guys who you bring up, you don't know. You don't know what they're going to be. You hope, and you hope that it reopens that window, but I have such youth, I can only go with what I know. And I think that this is still a better team with Stephen Kwan, so I'll still fight people on it. But when it comes to the pitching staff here, you know, this is what's so bad and what I have to recalibrate. You do get, it's again, they're the Steelers of Major League Baseball. I grow accustomed to things being a certain way. And when they're not that way, it's very, very hard for me to readjust and accept. This has been a team that has developed pitching for the last, since this station has been on the air, and even longer than that. And right now, Gavin Williams is a roller coaster. Tanner Bibee is immature. And the other guys in the rotation, I mean, you're hoping for that. So I set that goal before the trade deadline. Oh, and I know you want to get in. I'll say this quick. Okay. I set that goal before the trade deadline. It's like, hey, I don't know what they're going to be for the rest of the year. I just kind of hope that this rotation gets straightened out. And I know it's a bad run, but damn it, now I'm feeling even worse because I got Tanner Bibee going in there and starting to get in people's crawl about all this stuff. Then I'm going to be feeling even worse about this than what I did already, what I even thought I was going to feel about.
Well, not only that, I mean, you wonder, too, we talk about margin for error. They also can't have any margin for error with the guys they actually do sign. And Bibee got like $48 million guaranteed, which looked like, man, we got a great, great contract for somebody that could be the ace of this staff. And the minute you pay somebody, you always wonder, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if we give him money? What does it do? Is the carrot not being dangled adequately? And like, they can't make any mistakes with contracts. They make any mistakes with contracts at all. That's why the Kwan thing gets really, really interesting.
For the first time in 15, 20 years, maybe, right? You don't have a true ace. There is no ace on the staff. Nope. You had Bieber, you had Kluber, you had Justin Masterson, you had Cliff Lee, you had CC Sabathia. Right now, you don't have anybody on those levels at all.
216-474-0092. All right, whose side are you? Are you on Stephen Vogt's side, by the way? Or are you on Tanner Bibee's side?
Yeah, for sure.
Is there a side to take on this? Because I gotta take Stephen Vogt's side.
Yeah, I don't know. It's if Bibee was pitching better, he's just not pitching better. So you understand that his skipper is out there trying to do whatever he can to fix this team flailing away at the wrong time.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.